Welcome to Inspired Empowered Living Podcast. My name is Kalpana Raghuraman. Let's open the doors to new possibilities for your life and future. Hello, my dear friends. It has been ages, eons, lifetimes, and I am so happy to be on again creating podcasts. And today we're going to be talking about a very fantastic topic. It is a topic that is dear to my heart, and it is a topic that is very connected to my life and all the changes in my life and all that's coming. We are diving into the magical world of choice. And in this world, we are told what to do, how to do it, when to do it, why to do it. We are dictated what our paths should be, what our schedules should be, what our life agenda should look like. And it really demands courage to actually not let that take over, to not let all those expectations, all those directions lead your life. It takes a lot of courage to actually follow the whispers of your own desires and not the desires necessarily of others. What if the script that society has given to us is no longer the script that has to be your script? What if the movie you are acting in, you are not the one who is just an actor acting out the script? You can actually start to question it, and you can actually start to write that script yourself. Because this society really does write our script. It tells us our careers, our relationships. It plots everything out. And daring to choose means ripping up that script. It means questioning those expectations and saying, hey, wait a minute, world. Hey, wait a minute, me. What is it that I desire? What choices would I like to make? And choosing is a big topic in Access Consciousness, the modality in which I am a certified facilitator in, and the modality that has opened up and changed my world like nothing else in my life, honestly. And we talk a lot about choice. And Gary Douglas, the founder of Access Consciousness, will often respond to a question by saying, choose. And I've heard him say that to me many times. And I'd be like, not the C word. Don't tell me to choose. Can you choose for me? How often do we want somebody else to choose for us so that we are not the ones, let's say, responsible for it, so we can hide and follow? And choosing is actually no longer doing what's being told. It's peeling away the layers of practicality and societal pressure. It is actually not walking behind or following anybody's path. It is getting in touch, present with what is true for you, what sparks joy deep within you, and make choices that vibe with you, that match you, that turn you on. And for this, you've got to totally tap into that inner courage. You've got to totally have your own back. Choosing is really something that we have not been encouraged to do. We've been mostly told to go for the right stuff and avoid the bad stuff. Do the good things. Don't do the wrong bad things. And in Access Consciousness, we talk a lot about letting go of rightness and wrongness. And when it comes to choosing, there is actually no right or wrong. How many times have you thought, oof, that was a bad choice, or that was such a good choice? And what if that good or that bad was a judgment? Because it actually is. You're making it right and you're making it wrong. And choice is just choice. And sometimes I'm really seeing like choice doesn't have to be something so significant. It can literally be choosing your favorite ice cream flavor without checking what your friends are having. Choosing is what is light for you independent of anything or anybody else. And when we do start to add significance, it becomes like this proof-related thing. It becomes connected to what others think, seeking approval, validation. However, choice is not about anybody else. Choice is about you. There is no proving, there is no defending, there's no justifying. Choice is truly just choice. And so choosing to choose, going for what actually turns you on, what lights you up, what works for you, what matches what you desire, is breaking free from any expectation, any pressure, any idea or definition of who you are, including your own. How often do you say, oh, that's not really me, or I could never do that? How much of that is actually just a script? How true is that? You could do it, you just choose not to do it. And we tend to even have reasons why we can choose something. I mean, you know, three things: money, don't have the money, can't choose it. Time, I don't have the time, so can't choose it. Or health, ooh, my health is bad, I can't choose it. And the awesome thing, honestly, one of the most greatest things with Access Consciousness is choosing has nothing to do with the conditions. You could choose to go on a trip. You can choose that. You can choose, like, I'm going on a holiday to this place. I want to go to the Maldives. I'm going there. And you don't have to have your money settled for it. You don't have to have already your babysitter in place. We have learned that we can only choose when all the conditions are met, all the ducks are in a row, everything is organized, and then maybe you can choose. And what we say in Access Consciousness is, wait a minute, no, you choose. Choose that holiday, choose that job, choose that whatever it is that you would like to choose. Choose that. And by that choice, I like to say, you are actually sending out an energetic email to the universe when you make a choice. Okay, yeah, I would like to go on that trip. I'm going to go. I'm choosing that holiday in the Maldives. And by that choice, you are sending out an energetic email to the universe. So the universe will reorganize itself and will set everything in place for those things to show up that are required for your choice to actualize, for you to receive that. And so instead of waiting for the conditions, I invite you to choose and allow the conditions to show up. It's completely the opposite of what we've learned. It's topsy-turvy, and I will tell you that this really works. It's a really great way because you get out of the way. Your head gets out of the way. Oh no, how am I going to do that? Who will take care of my dog? Oh, I think it's my mother-in-law's birthday. Blah, 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 blah. I'm supposed to this, I'm supposed to that. All of those things are not relevant. And especially, I would say, the money, time, health, those three ones, they shift. Money and time for sure. Because I don't have time. Well, you have time. You're just choosing to use your time differently. That's a big one. I remember I was kind of hating myself because I kept hearing myself say, oh, I don't have time. Then one day I said, I am so bored hearing myself say this. I need to change this. And I just really sat with myself and I acknowledged, oh, wait, I am choosing to put my time somewhere. And so if I am not able to do something else, it's not true. I'm just choosing not to do it. And this is what choice is. Choice is actually acknowledging a creative power that you have, because choice is a creative power. It is a power to create something. We have two words that we use as a sentence in Access Consciousness. Choice creates. Choice creates. Choice creates. Everything you choose creates something. I'm grabbing an apple, but I didn't look because I'm looking somewhere else and I'm taking a banana. I'm putting it in my mouth. That choice created something. It created a different taste in my mouth. I chose to turn right instead of turning left, and I bumped into an old friend. I choose, I create. You choose, you create. What are you creating with the choices you're making? And this is really so exciting for me. The awareness that your choice creates takes us out of victim. Because how much do we even see life as a thing that happens to us? if you start to see like, oh, I've been making the choices, I can change the choices. Wait a minute. You are the creator of your life. Whatever isn't working for you, start to look at how you can change those choices. And we have a few things that are amazing that will empower you in choosing. First one would be the power of questions. Dive into what you desire and ask questions. Hey, if I choose this, what will my life be like in 5 years? If I don't choose this, what will my life be like in 5 years? Get the energy of both. Which one is lighter? Which one is more expansive? Go for that one. When you choose light choices, more lightness will come to you. More lightness is created in your life. What is light for you is what will create exactly that lightness. Also, tapping into greater possibilities. We don't look for better, we look for greater. Go for the gold. Because when we go for the better, we are looking for a better version of. We are still in judgment. Better is a judgment. Greater is, whoa, opening the door to a treasure trove of possibilities. Greater is beyond what is and has no judgment in it. Tap into greater possibilities and ask for that. Now, one of the things that really is connected for me with choice is honoring yourself. When you're choosing something and you honor yourself, you're not reacting. So I'm supposed to do this, so I'm choosing it, is actually a reaction. You're doing it because you're supposed to. And when you start to look at what is matching, what is respectful of you, what is honoring you, then you will start to see what lights you up and what works for you and not what you're supposed to do or what you're not supposed to do. Those pressures we spoke about before, basically. Is this choice connected to what I desire? Is this choice congruent with the life I'm asking for? Does this contribute to that future? Trust those instincts. Basically, allow that clarity to come to you by asking these questions. And truly, the more you honor yourself, the more life can give to you and the more choices that become available. Now, choices can be intense, and so I leave you with the fourth thing, because choices can seem super cool and easy and fun, and sometimes they can seem like a roller coaster. Now, embracing that, the wild ride of choice, allowing for things to change, makes life actually tasty. Every choice is shaping the story of your life. And so if you are aware of intensity, oh, if I choose that, oof, I can already perceive my partner not really being too excited about this and even being upset or creating a havoc in a relationship. Or, ooh, if I choose this, I might have to give up stuff that I've, or have to get present with stuff in my life that I've been avoiding. That intensity is not wrong. And that intensity can feel like ass burning, honestly. And know that it's just a moment of change that is connected to that choice that is coming, or that choice that you've made that is activating a change that is coming. Allow that, embrace it. And yeah, consciousness, greater life, choice can be fun and giggles and can be rainbows and unicorns and can be intense, and it will create a greater life. So, on that note, I will leave you. I've been talking much longer than I wanted, and I will do another podcast about a class that I will be facilitating called the Choice for Possibilities class. For now, my friends, I will just say, have fun choosing the life that you desire. Bye-bye, everybody. Thank you for listening to this episode, and feel free to share it around. You can find more on me on kalpanarugaraman.com, and please do subscribe to my podcast. Till next time, my friends.